Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting second. The second baseman, Ben Steiner. Batting third. The first baseman, Tom McBride. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Leon Culberson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jackie Tobin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Garbark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rex Cecil. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Rex Cecil. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshott. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Nagel. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Roy Schock. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Thornton Lee. And now, play ball. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards first. McBride scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hockett for the out. Two outs. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steiner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field. Dickshott picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Dickshott. Fox moves to second. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jackie Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin strikes out. Two outs. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moses throws the ball into Michaels, who tags Garbark trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Garbark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards first. McBride scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cuccinello for the out. Two outs. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rex Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 1 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil moves to second. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner is 0 for 1 in the game. Steiner strikes out. One out. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 1 in the game. McBride hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tresh moves to second. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Culberson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett. Culberson reaches second base with a double. Jackie Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 1 in the game. Tobin hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Garbark hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickshott takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0 for 1 in the game. Nagel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dickshott moves to third. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 1 in the game. Cuccinello strikes out. One out. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0 for 1 in the game. Schock strikes out. There goes Dick Schott. He's safe. There goes Nagel. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cecil fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rex Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tresh for a passed ball. Newsom moves to second. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner is 0-2 in the game. Steiner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Newsom moves to third. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-2 in the game. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-1 in the game. Lee bunts towards the mound. Cecil fields it and throws to first for the out. Tresh moves to second. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field. Culberson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Culberson. Tresh scores. Moses moves to third. It's Red Sox, 2, White Sox, 2. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-2 in the game. Hockett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Culberson who is chasing the ball. Hockett reaches third base with a triple. Moses scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom misplays the ball. That's an error on Newsom. Hockett scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Nagel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steiner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 2-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 2 in the game. Cuccinello takes first base on ball 4. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 2 in the game. Schalk bunts towards the mound. Cecil fields it and throws to first for the out. Cuccinello moves to second. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels strikes out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 2 in the game. Tobin hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garbark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Walters pinch hits for Rex Cecil. Fred Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Barrett now pitching. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hockett hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nagel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dickshott moves to second. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cuccinello hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tobin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Newsom hits a fly ball into left field. Dickshott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Lake pinch hits for Ben Steiner. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 3 in the game. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lake now playing second base. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 2 in the game. Schalk hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 3 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Tresh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Culberson hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Christopher pinch hits for Jackie Tobin. Lloyd Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Nick Polly pinch hits for Bob Garbark. Nick Polly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.